If the fear of God does not keep you from the things that Jesus spoke about, then we haven't really understood the grace of God properly. We can have a faulty understanding of grace, like I said last Sunday. And part of the reason is because we didn't begin with the fear of God. Like I said, we've jumped straight to college without learning the alphabet. The alphabet is the ABC of wisdom, is the fear of the Lord. We need to understand this very clearly. Most of us have gone to college without going through school. But as the one who went through school has got an advantage. So now we've joined college, we heard about the grace of God, then we've got to start learning the alphabet all over again. Say, Lord, I'm sorry we got into college and learned about the grace of God and we haven't learned the ABC. I'll give you an example of how God taught the fear of God to people in the Old Testament. Turn with me to Deuteronomy. There are many commandments in Deuteronomy. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 21. I'll give you one example. And you'll see how serious it was to sin in the Old Testament. We say Jesus is higher than Moses. Moses brought the law. Jesus brought grace. So who should be living a holier life? Those under the law or those under grace? If those under grace live at a lower level than those under law, then we have to say Moses is superior to Jesus. Because God is holy and He wants His children to be holy. And if Moses could make people holier than Jesus, then Moses is higher than Jesus. And that is why I say many Christians have seen a false Jesus. Preachers have proclaimed a false Jesus who allows you to live in sin. And it doesn't matter, you keep on sinning. My blood is there to cleanse you. But think if you grew up like this. Think if you grew up in a Jewish congregation or village where the law was imposed and the command was for children, honor your father and mother that you may live long on the earth, that it may go well with you. Something which Christian parents don't really, most Christian parents don't teach their parents. That's why you have a bunch of disrespectful children growing up, even among Christians. Listen to this now. Deuteronomy 21, verse 18. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, he will not obey his father or his mother. You know anybody like that in any of your homes, your children? And when they chastise him, that means they punish him, he will not even listen to them. What should the father and mother do? Today, elders will say, pray for him. One day he will change. Moses didn't say that. His father and mother will seize him, bring him to the elders of the city at the gateway of his hometown, and they will say to the elders, this son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey us. He's just eating and drinking, a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of the city will stone that boy to death. Thus you will remove evil from your midst, and all of Israel will watch this, and they will learn to fear God. You and I would learn to fear God too if you saw that. And every child who disobeyed the parents would learn to fear God if they saw that. That was how it was in the Old Testament. It wasn't, oh, sin as much as you like, God will forgive you. That's a false gospel, false grace. Better to go back under law. See, there are three types of people in the world. Those under no covenant, no, N-O, no covenant. Those under old covenant and those under new covenant. And most Christians are under no covenant. If they were under old covenant, they would live like this. If they are under new covenant, sin would not have dominion over them. So which covenant are we under? We can fool ourselves. We are under no covenant. This verse doesn't apply to us. If we have a stubborn, rebellious son, say, okay, he will change. That's no covenant. Old covenant means you've got to stone him to death. You say, God doesn't give any hope to these people? No, he did. I mean, they waited and waited and waited for many years. This guy is about 18 years old and he still doesn't listen. Then the Lord says, stone him to death. We don't want such people in Israel. Can you imagine how God treated those people? That's just to give you one indication of the seriousness of sin. If a girl committed adultery, she was stoned to death. She was not allowed to live. That was the law. Do you think Christians would accept that? Today, Christian girls around the world commit adultery, play the fool with boys all over, and it's not serious. It's so rare to find a Christian girl today who's a virgin on the date of marriage. Rare. Why is that? They grow up calling themselves Christians, but they are under no covenant. What advantage has the Jew? The oracles of God. We need to recognize this. We need to face up to it. That we have jumped to college without going through school, and that is the reason for all our problems. Because so many people say, brother, I've heard this, I'm praying to get victory over sin, and I'm praying for baptism in the Holy Spirit, and I've claimed it also. I prayed and I claimed I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then you keep on living with dirty thoughts and watching pornography. What type of baptism in the Holy Spirit is that? Something fundamentally wrong. Another Jesus, another Spirit, another gospel. That's what Christendom is swallowing. And that is what we are determined to expose and fight. We will not convince everybody. I don't believe I will convince all of you here about what I'm saying. I think many of you will continue to live the way you have lived until today. That's up to you. But you will not be able to say to the Lord in the final day when you stand before Him that you never heard the truth. Face up to it. Let me show you how Jesus overcame sin. We talk about Jesus being our forerunner in Hebrews chapter 5. Jesus is our example. We read in Hebrews 4 and verse 15. We have a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness because he was tempted exactly like us and he did not sin. It went well with him because from childhood he obeyed Joseph and Mary. That's how Jesus began. I want to say to all of you parents, if you want it to go well with your children, teach them to obey you. Teach them to respect older people. And when they don't do it, punish them. Don't say, oh well, let's spare them. Did it only once. Okay, you'll see what happens to your child when he becomes a teenager. I have seen that in CFC. I've seen little children years ago speak in a despising way to their parents 30 years ago. And I warned the parents, don't let him ever speak to you like that. Parents didn't care. Where are those children today? Wayward. Were they warned? Yes. What advantage has the Jew? Oh, a lot of advantages. This is the problem with Christianity. Grace has been cheapened to become false grace. and it's spreading everywhere. All over, all of Christendom has got it. And it's trying to creep into CFC too. It won't succeed as long as I'm here, that's for sure. We believe the grace of God is far superior to living by the fear of God. Far superior, not inferior. If the fear of God could bring a person to a certain level of obedience, the grace of God can bring us higher. Because we follow Jesus, not Moses.